He had sacrificed Barbara MacWade. He had sacrificed Nur el-Din. He had not even been clever enough to save his own skin. And Strangway's spy and murderer had escaped and was now free to reorganize his band after he put Barbara and Desmond out of the way. The thought was so unbearable that it stung Desmond into action. Strangways should not get the better of him, he resolved, and he had yet this brief interval of being alone in which he might devise some scheme to rescue Barbara and secure the arrest of Strangways and his accomplices. But how? He raised his head and looked round the room. The curtains had not been drawn, and enough light came into the room from the outside to enable him to distinguish the outlines of the furniture. It was a bedroom furnished in rather a massive style, with some kind of thick, soft carpet into which the feet sank. Desmond tested his bonds. He was very skillfully tied up. He fancied that with a little manipulation, he might contrive to loosen the rope round his right arm, for one of the knots had caught in the folds of his coat. The thongs round his left arm and two legs were, however, so tight that he thought he had but little chance of ridding himself of them, even should he get his right arm free. For the knots were tied at the back under the seat of the chair in such a way that he could not reach them. He therefore resigned himself to conducting operations in the highly ridiculous posture in which he found himself, that is to say, with a large armchair attached to him, rather like a snail with its house on its back. After a certain amount of maneuvering, he discovered that, by means of a kind of slow lumbering crawl, he was able to move across the ground. It might have proved a noisy business on a parquet floor, but Desmond moved only a foot or two at a time, and the piled carpet deadened the sound. They had deposited him in his chair in the center of the room, near the big brass bedstead. After 10 minutes' painful crawling, he had reached the toilet table, which stood in front of the window with a couple of electric candles on either side of the mirror. He moved the toilet table to one side, then bumped steadily across the carpet until he had reached the window, and then he gave a little gasp of surprise.